Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Whoop, whoop. Hey, let's dive in, man. You are going to have to give up. What's the most valuable thing you could possibly think of? Man, so much to talk about. So much to freaking talk about. I haven't talked in 3 days. It's been 3 days since the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Let's just get into it. All right, so here's what I'm hearing on the phone, in the email, in the groups, things like that. By the way, not too late. I mean, I know it's only a few weeks away. Live event in Las Vegas, Nevada, March 14th and 15th. Go to samcrowley.live. Very small, intimate workshop hosted by moi. And my buddy Mark Yuzik will be there on day two talking about mindset. He's a great transformational mindset coach. He's going to chat with you for a little bit as well. You can still pick up a ticket for you and a guest. Las Vegas, Nevada, March 14th and 15th. Go to samcrowley.live. So think about what's the most valuable thing that you can probably do. Maybe it's your job. I'm not talking about you got to sacrifice family members. I mean, come on. We're not going that deep. But think about, let me ask you this way. Who is it? Who is it that you feel you're being called to be? What kind of individual do you feel it's weighing on you? All right. And in my, because I'm a Christian, I would phrase it at who is God calling you to be, you know? And when I ask that question, people get kind of freaked out. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And it's not like, look, it's not like you fail the test if you don't have the answer. Not enough people think. I mean, thinking's very difficult. That's why very few people engage in it. You know, that quote. Who said that quote? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Who said that quote? I can't remember. Thinking's very difficult. That's why very few people engage in it. Oh, maybe it was Mark Twain. I don't know. He seems to be really the master of all those great quotes that are funny, satirical. But when you think about who's God calling you to be, man, that is a deep question. And it's not, you know, you're looking to do something transformational. We use that, you know, talk about my buddy Mark. We'll be talking about that in Vegas some more. But we use that word transformational and it gets thrown around. You know, it's a transformational event. Well, is it though? Like if somebody says I'm hosting an event and it's going to be so transformational, that tells me I'm going into that event one way and I'm coming out a completely different person. Let me ask a question. May I, champion? How many times has that happened to you? Where somebody said, oh, your life's going to change. This is life changing. How many times have you heard that word? This is life changing. I mean, I've heard that about a Bengals game. You know, I guess a Bengals game could be life changing in the wrong direction. It will have you not being a football fan for the rest of your life. But when you think about that, you really at your core have to change. I mean, a complete 180 of the way you think. Number one, thinking starts everything. It starts the entire process. Example. A lot of the people I talk to that booked a call. By the way, you can book a call with me. I'll call you. I don't bite. It's actually a really fun phone call. Mastermind. Talk about you and your dream. Go to launchwithsam.com. It's my calendar right there. You can book a call. I'll call you today or tomorrow, you know, whenever you want, whenever it's convenient for you. Just pick a time and I'll call you. And it will really, really, really be me and we'll mastermind about you. But in speaking to people, they're like, hey, man, I want to do what you do. For example, I want a podcast. I want to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Or I want to just go launch XYZ kind of business. Maybe I want to be a digital marketer. You know what they really want? They want two things. They want freedom because they understand that the window of time is closing in. It's closing in on all of us, man. I'm 51 years old. I'll be 52 in June. It's closing in on me just as much. So that's why you see me doing all the crazy stuff now. And I thought I was doing crazy stuff 10 years ago. Now I feel like the end of the game's coming. We're going to put all the pieces back in a box. And I still want to play some more, man. I want to play some more. So I'm getting it all out, you know, still playing the game as fast and furious as I can. But if you haven't really you know, latched onto this whole you should be free mindset, you really have to, man. I don't care if you're 25 or 65 years old. You don't know the day or the hour of your last breath. So why the hell you'd be sitting around at 25 years old thinking you got the rest of your life to live is beyond me, man. I know the job's good. I get it. It's great making 80 grand a year. It's really nice having your health care taken care of, the 401k and all that good stuff. I'm not saying put anybody in jeopardy, but I am saying if you want freedom, map out a plan for the next 3 to 5 years. So by the time you are 30, or maybe if you're 45, by the time you're 50, at least you got this thing dialed in. Because the best time to have done it was 10 years ago. The next best time is right after this podcast is over. All right. Right after you leave a rating for the show on iTunes, by the way. Every day is Saturday. But you want freedom. Make no mistake. And be unapologetic about that. You don't have to explain that to me or anybody else. Everybody says, hey, what do you really want? I want freedom. Well, freedom isn't free. Yeah, I know freedom isn't free. What are you telling me? Something I don't know. Water's wet. The sky's blue. I get that. I'm not looking for a free lunch. I'm not looking for a handout. I don't mind doing the work, but I know one thing. I'd rather work for me and write my own check and be able to be in charge of my own schedule to a certain degree. It's not like you're going to have 100% control. I have clients. You know, client tells me, hey, Sam, I'm coming to Cincinnati, you know, March 21st. Guess who's got to be in Cincinnati? I do. And I love it. Look, I work for my clients. You know, I love it. We work together. I think that's a really big distinguishing factor is when you run a business like I got, coaching, consulting, man, you get to pick. And I'm telling you what, and I'm not even blowing smoke because you're a podcast listener. Maybe we've worked together in the past. I'm not blowing smoke. Listen to me. All right. I can't think in a business setting a bigger blessing than to be able to pick and choose the people that you work with. Example, if you were one of the amazing clients, and I had a ton of them in 2019, that we worked together one-on-one, even if it was for 2 months or if it was 6 months, came in at the VIP program, I love you just the same. I chose to work with you. And trust me when I tell you, there are people, and you might listen to this show, and I'm not trying to single anybody against anybody else, but there's individuals I'm off the phone with in 5 minutes. I'm just saying, hey, I can't help you. I just can't. It just takes a particular mindset to be able, and I got to be with integrity too. I can't tell everybody I can help them. The individual I can help is somebody who's got a tremendous amount of passion. All right. They're very coachable. They're teachable. They're trainable. They're not going to come to the phone with, oh, I tried that, or a buddy of mine tried. Just they want to be free. Number one. And here's the second criteria. So that's number one. You want to be free. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be free. But you need to change the way you go about your day. Because if you're not free right now, that same thinking that got you to where you are is not the same thinking that's going to get you out of where you are right now. So freedom, number one. Number two, you want to have significance. Of course, you want to know that this life that I'm living right now, and when I'm done and I do take that last breath on the day and the hour, I want to know that it mattered. I mean, I don't want to just be like worked at Procter & Gamble, started as a purchasing agent, ended up a first level supervisor, operations manager, and all the way up to CFO. Woo! I mean, can you feel the life being sucked out of that obituary? You know what I mean? As opposed to started this foundation, started this business, responsible for the brand new wing at a hospital, or sponsored mission trips, or started a nonprofit that went on mission trips. I mean, had a business that served the community, sponsored 27, you know, Little League baseball team, whatever it is. Because when you've got that kind of life, that legacy that you've led, and oh, by the way, somebody Googles your name, it's not some vanity play, it's not some ego trip. It really means, wow, look at, like, if you Google an employee, their LinkedIn profile is going to come up. You Google an entrepreneur, yeah, they're probably on LinkedIn, but there's so much more out there, man. You got their website, and you got all these pages on their website to tell you all about them. You got their products, if they're selling digital products out there. You've got their social media platform, their YouTube channel, their Facebook business page, their Twitter account, their Instagram. Oh, that whole legacy, that never goes away. You know, I've got everydaysaturday.com. That thing's getting, that's staying in our family, man. As of today, I mean, if you want to give me $1 million, my arm might be twisted. My arm might be twisted. But everydaysaturday.com is going to be my legacy. And I'm the dad that never left my kids. How about that? Well, that really, yeah, that's the whole reason I started this thing, man. To be the dad that never left his kids. Now, it's funny, when my kids turn teenagers, it's funny, they don't want to be around dad anymore. You find that happening much in your life? I'm kind of curious if you're a parent. My kids, up until they were about 10, 11, 12, when they were toddlers, man, daddy, daddy, watch TV. Let's go to McDonald's dollar cone. That dollar cone ain't like, it just, it ain't working for them anymore, man. Anymore. We gotta get the specialty Yagoo is the big thing we got around here. Yagoo. Yeah, we need that $7 cup of whatever extreme yogurt, you know, specialty, that crap. No way, man. Daddy-o ain't dropping that kind of coin all the time. Back in the day, it was a dollar cone going through McDonald's at the drive-thru. That's when they were 5, 6, 8, 10. Hey, guys, we're going to get a cone. Ah! Now it's like, hey, Dad, take me to a friend's house. And oh, by the way, if we're in public, pretend like you don't know me. All right? If we're at the mall or something, okay? Just while we're at the mall. But that's the legacy, man, to be the dad that never left. So founder of EverydaySaturday.com and the dad that never left. I'm good with that. I'm good with that because the other thing would have been that stupid corporate obituary, whatever that looks like. You know, you know what it looks. Who cares? Nobody even cares, you know? So here's the bottom line of today's podcast. If you want to live this Every Day is Saturday lifestyle, it comes with you must be willing to trade in something of value. My thing, but if case you're wondering, that I had to trade in ego, $100,000 salary, stock options, friendships, got them all done. No friends left, none, not even close. Status, all that crap. All I had to give up, basically, I had to give up all the worldly possessions, all of it. Went bankrupt, gave up my car, all that stuff. Okay. But what I gained in return, oh my God, I got you as a listener to this podcast. We would have never met. You would never be listening to my voice right now had I not given up all that stuff that had a hold on me. So just think about this, okay? And I really want to talk to you about this because I'm positive I can make an impact in your life. I'm positive I can get you pointed in the right direction. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and I will call you, okay? And I will show you exactly how to go about taking the first steps, not the whole journey, the first steps. It all starts with momentum. But what you need to think about, you want freedom, you want significance. What are you willing to trade? What are these worldly possessions you're willing to give up if you could just have those two things? All right, think about that. All right, powerful show coming back at it on the last week of the second month of 2020. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.